Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Warning, this podcast contains explicit language and content some listeners may find objectionable. This is a work of fiction. Any similarities to persons living or deceased, organizations, places, or events is purely coincidental. This podcast is protected under copyright. Listener discretion is advised. This is The Offensive.
But right, listen, because you're not taking this in. What I'm saying is, we go to PSG and we say, "Bonjour, Paris, how you doing?" Right, and we go, "Look, you're not playing a Kufo. Poch don't like him. We'll have him back. No harm done, thanks very much."
Oh, please, fuck off.
Well, it's not that straightforward, though, is it?
Well, you'd say it in French, do you know what I mean?
No, I mean, a Kufo, you know, albeit reportedly, is on £210,000 a week, right?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, fucking hell.
And Ashwood City's ownership model is pretty much penniless, to put it lightly. Similar structure to Liverpool, of course, and even they have restricted spending, and they're the Premier League champions.
What's your point, mate? You're trying to just shoot me down. Make a point.
Well, my point is that £210,000 a week is an astronomical sum for Ashwood City to be paying out at this particular time.
Yeah, well, it was all right last season, wasn't it? What's changed?
Pre-COVID. I don't think you can criticise any club for getting someone like a Kufo on their books back then.
But he's our player, mate. We should be allowed to take him back.
I don't doubt the practice or the principle of taking him back off of PSG. The problem is the motivation of Patrick Nolan and Anaheim Sports Group to have him back. And I don't... do you see what I'm saying?
But he's our player.
OK, well, it's an interesting point. Right, moving on. We've got...
I had this dog once, right?
OK.
Bought a dog back when dogs were cheap. 50 quid. Thanks very much, right? After a couple of weeks, it really, really grated, to be honest. They go to the toilet all the time, and they like to get a bat. And I don't really like to get a bat. So I gave him to this little girl down the street. I said, "There you go, darling." Only 8 years old she was. Very ill, bless her. But made her day. Nice new puppy. Made her life, I expect.
I'm sure it did. I'm sure it did. That's really lovely. You know, in these uncertain times, it's really touching to hear stories.
Anyway, like... a couple of weeks later, I get the sack.
Oh, that's unfortunate news.
I know. I'll never forget it, right? Me boss looked at me and he said 5 words that I will never, ever forget. He said, "Disgusting behaviour. You are sacked. Get out or I'll call the police."
That's about 14 words.
So, you know, I got the sack. I got nothing to do, so I'm sat at home. All the time, bored out my skull. And all of a sudden, I like to get a bat. I like to pop to the shops. I like to walk down the street, walk to, you know, they've got lovely parks around here, like to do all of that. And I think, do you know what? I need to give that dog a second chance, right? So I go down the street, knock on the door. "Hello, Mrs. So-and-so, where's Alice?" All that, yeah. She comes along in her wheelchair, dog comes running up. I go, "Yoink! Thank you very much, that's mine. I think you'll find." I tell him the truth. You know, I'm not a monster. I tell him the truth. I level with them, I change my mind, this and that, I take the dog back. And what I'm saying is, in a roundabout way, this is what we should do with Christian Akufo. Go to Paris, say, yoink, we've changed our mind, we want him back. Hello, you still there?
Christ almighty.
Don't forget, it's a double game week this week. Lots of talk about who to captain in your fantasy teams. Harry Kane is a great option, as is Harvey Barnes. We've covered them, but another good shout is Willie Amadou at Ashwood City. He faces Sheffield United at home, followed by Crystal Palace at £7.5 million. Amadou is good value for money based on his
triple captain
returns.
For Mr. Amadou. Oh, Patrick. Patrick, you devious bastard.
But remember who Amadou plays for. Ashwood aren't the most reliable bunch.
Oh, shut up.
Will you shut up? I'm on the phone. Anyway, you play a Akufo as a false nine, right? He sits a little bit deeper.
Ashwood City Football Club were one of the founding members of the Football League in 1888. Today, they compete in England's top flight and remain one of only a handful of clubs to have never been relegated from the Premier League. Following a season that secured Premier League survival and boasted an impressive European campaign, Ashwood City enter season 3 of The Offensive.
What twists my bollocks is, football clubs are getting soft. Other weekend, right, I'm at the Hawthorns. Fucking a million or something shots for Brighton. Handballs and fucking fake free kicks and they still lose the thing 1-0. I'm fucking pissing myself. And guess what? They chuck me out the fucking stadium. Chuck me out!
Well, you do have quite a loud laugh, Colin. I can see how that would be distracting.
I was there in a scouting capacity, man. Am I not allowed a little fucking laugh? It's Brighton. I sang a song about how great their XG was and everything.
Yeah, they're not as proud of it as you'd think.
I even did the fucking Harry Potter theme tune. Said something fucking hilarious like Graham Potter and the Goblet of Shite or something.
Yeah, I can see why maybe you were ejected from the stadium, Colin.
Anyway, I jump in the fucking car and I drive to Newcastle. Like I got a fucking rocket up me arse. I get to St. James's. Newcastle takes the lead. Brucey tries to hang on. Get this. He makes a fucking sub, changes the back line. I shit you not. 30 seconds later, Wolves fucking score. Neves unmarked. Well, I really fucking laugh then, don't I?
Let me guess. You got chucked out there as well?
Nah, lots of us were laughing. Brucey included.
Right, so that was last weekend. What did you do this weekend?
Got pissed out of me mind on Saturday. Manchester Derby on Sunday. And boy, did I fucking laugh.
Well, that's good. I'm glad you enjoy your job, Colin.
How was your weekend?
Yeah, not bad. Skyped the grandparents. Well, Zoomed them. My kids' grandparents, that is. Not my grandparents. One's dead and the other doesn't really know what's going on.
Get on with the story, Theodore. I got shit to do.
And then we went to the park. Busy, because of course the sun was out. And it's kind of their last day with us for a bit because they're going back to school.
Right.
And then, checked my fantasy. My team had a great week, by the way. I'm a few points behind Woody now.
You took Amadou out, yeah?
Yeah.
Good fucking boy.
Where is Sven? Where is he?
Whoa, let's calm it down. A little more John Lennon and a little less Neil Lennon, please, pal.
Fuck! Patrick, calm down.
This is the training facility, isn't it? I mean, this is what I pay him to work out of, isn't it? And where the fuck is he, huh?
He's doing a press conference.
Well, when he comes out, tell him he's fucking dead.
Jesus Christ.
Hey. Keep your voices down. I've got a press conference going on in here.
Go get him. Tell him I'm gonna fucking kill him.
Kill who?
Sven!
Sven could have you, mate.
He's fucking 73. He couldn't have me.
Just bring him out. I wanna see this. Right. 3 rounds, no eye gouging, no hair pulling. Otherwise, the pair of you'll have none left.
Colin!
All right, fine. Eye gouging is allowed.
Shut up.
Right, first of all, keep your fucking voices down. And second of all, what the fuck have I walked into? What are you all doing at the training ground?
Shut up and go and get him.
He's busy.
Fucking prick.
Just let him finish with the press.
I'll give him a press. You know, I'll press his face up against this wall. really, really hard. So he goes, ah, owie.
Okay, lovely. Hi, Theo.
Hi, Jess. You okay?
Yeah, all right. How was your weekend?
He Skyped his grandparents.
They're my kids' grandparents. You weren't listening.
Fucking cunt! I'm so angry with him!
Right, I was having a really nice chat with Theo about his grandparents.
They're not my grand...
What the fuck is wrong, Patrick?
God!
Come on, tell us, big man.
Amadou. Where the fuck was he versus Sheffield United? I triple-captained him. Triple-captain on a double game week and he's nowhere to be fucking seen. It's disgraceful.
You moron.
Pat, you dropped the bollock there, pal.
Yeah, not the best move, mate.
What? What, you lot knew?
He only trained for half of Friday, Patrick.
Well, how the fuck did you know that?
Well, Kieran told Rachel, Rachel told Theo, Theo told Woody, Woody told Colin, and Colin told me.
So you all knew?
Yeah.
Yup.
Sure did.
And what, you all took him out of your team, did you?
Yeah.
Yup.
Sure did.
Fuck's sake, 39 points. 39 points I got for a double game week. Absolute load of fucking bollocks.
Where are you in our league?
What, the Ashwood one? Oh, fuck off, am I telling you that?
Oh, dear.
Hey, no, don't look it up. Put your phone away. Colin,
oh,
Colin!
Oh, dear. Oh, fucking dearie me, Paddy. Oh,
don't worry, Patrick. Plenty more football to be played.
Fuck off, don't patronise me. Go and call your grandparents, you cunt.
You're below Erica.
Oh, fuck off, leave me alone, you bunch of bullies.
Erica's still got Van Dijk in her team, Patrick.
Right, shut up, okay? The lot of you. This is collusion, all right? This is not acceptable.
Yeah, but let me guess. If you were in on it too, it would be acceptable, yeah?
Oh, don't give me that wank. You lot have colluded against the Premier League, all right? That's unlawful. Bunch of smarmy, self-interested twats. Insider trading. That's what that is. Let me guess, I bet you knew that KFC would break his ankle too, didn't you? Bet you had the heads up on that one.
Patrick.
Bet you all started messaging each other. Oh, KFC's ankle just snapped in
Patrick.
Stoke. Tee-hee. His little
Patrick.
Teenage boy ankle made of fucking glass, apparently.
Patrick.
What? Oh, hi, Kyle. I didn't see you there.
Must be because I'm in a wheelchair, right? Quite difficult to spot me.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So, how are you?
I probably shouldn't be speaking to you without my lawyer.
Yeah, understood.
Oi, KFC.
Fuck off, Colin.
Didn't need your lawyer to say that, did you?
Fuck you, man. Fuck you.
What you gonna do? Run me over, you little cunt?
Hey, that's enough. Kyle, do you want to just come through? Where are you trying to get to?
I don't know who you are, but fuck you too.
So, how was everyone's weekend? Colin?
Decent, Pad. I cleaned the toilet bowl on Friday and it didn't disappoint.
You what?
You know, cleaned the bowl in anticipation.
What the fuck are you talking about?
You guys not do that.
Do what?
You clean the toilet before you get on the drink.
I can't believe I'm asking this. Why would you clean the toilet before you get pissed?
You clean the toilet, right? Then you get smashed and then when you're throwing up, it's all lovely and clean in there. Come on, everyone does that, right? Guys?
This is the most disgusting observational comedy I've ever heard, and my husband got me tickets to Michael McIntyre.
I don't usually encourage staff to take time off work for therapy, but you need to go and see someone,
mate. Cleaned it with a lavender-infused bleach and everything.
It's fucking weird. So gross.
It was like tucking me guts up in a flower bed, guys. It was beautiful.
Oh, Jesus.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey Chillingham, we are the Chillingham Haters.
Excuse me, sorry, only one person allowed in the lift at all times.
A cha.
Oh no, is this more toilet bowl stuff, Colin? Because I've just eaten.
Shh.
What the fuck are you doing, Colin?
It's just a little emergency stop, no big deal.
You know, most things that begin with the word emergency are usually a big deal, mate.
Before I tell you this, forced, you gotta promise not to tell anyone I fucking did it.
No, not listening. Do not tell me where they're buried.
Patrick, man.
La 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 na, Adam la la na, not listening.
Patrick.
La 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 na, Adam la la na, not listening.
I got something that you need.
What? What is it?
I'm gonna play you something on my phone here, and you gotta promise not to freak out, because it's gonna look like I've bugged the meeting room where KFC met his lawyer.
It's going to look like that, is it?
Yeah.
Right. Would it look like that? Because that's exactly what you've done.
That's correct.
Oh, my fucking God.
I gotta make sure the little cunt doesn't take us down.
Oh, my fucking God.
Just watch.
No, I'm not watching it.
For fuck's sake, man.
What's the gist?
The gist? The gist is he's got us by the fucking nuts.
Fuck.
I'm not a lawyer, all right?
Oh, you surprise me. You know, the whiff of alcohol and the deviated septum from too much cocaine gave off such a professional legal persona.
But if this cunt comes out with this stuff unopposed, we're in deep shite. The deepest shite you can imagine. Fucking Barcelona type stuff. We're gonna make Steve Day look like one of the fucking Powerpuff Girls.
Right, so what do I do? Good evening, Jessica.
Oh, fuck!
Ow, my bad eye.
Oh, oh my God. Patrick!
Ow, what the hell was that for?
Oh.
Ow.
I thought you were a rapist.
Well, I'm not a rapist.
What the fuck are you doing in my car?
I was trying to be secretive.
Oh, my God.
Your interior is disgusting, by the way. Are you collecting McDonald's coffee cups? God, I didn't realise they were so sought after.
Can you fuck off, please?
Also, why is there chewing gum stuck to the dashboard?
I'm just going to revert to my first answer. Can you fuck off, please?
Napalm.
Oh my... What?
Napalm.
You're looking at me like I'm supposed to know what the fuck you're talking about, Patrick.
Napalm. It's our code word.
Is it?
Yes.
Since when?
Since we decided to come up with the Napalm Project.
Well, I don't remember this. Why are you being all shifty?
Remember what we did to Kieran last year?
Destroyed his life, you mean?
Yeah.
And?
We called it Project Napalm. And if players get out of line again, then we will call an attack on one of them.
Oh, yeah. Why did we call it that?
Because it's like carpet bombing, isn't it? I mean, you throw enough fiery, explosive mayhem at the target, or in your case, enough chewing gum at the dashboard, and some of it will stick.
One more word about my car, and the other eye is getting punched.
Look, Colin has gathered some intelligence on KFC.
Can we not, please, structure our decision-making on assessments of Colin fucking Walsh, please?
Look, he's a good guy if you know him.
That's like when people say so-and-so was good in training. It means nothing, mate. He's a cunt.
We need to...
Can you stop looking around? No one is here. The office is at half capacity and you and I are the only ones who work this late.
We need to smear KFC. Publicly.
Oh, Jesus. What level of smear do you want? Just a bit of negative exposure or full-blown Harry and Meghan?
Oh, I want the deluxe. Yeah, Raheem Sterling, Harry and Meghan, full fucking Jeremy Corbyn.
Ugh, we can't do this.
Jess, we have to.
He's a child.
Do you think that's what Michael Jackson said? Huh? No, he said destroy them, discredit them, ruin them.
Okay, so we're taking the public relations strategy of a dead paedophile rapist.
Paedophile rapist?
As in he's a paedophile and a rapist.
Oh, right. Well, you said it like he rapes paedophiles.
You need to get out of my car and we need to pretend that this conversation never happened. Maybe, just maybe, I'll leak some bits to the Herald. All right?
Jess, I need this.
The full-blown attack?
Napalm.
Stop saying that!
Colin says there's some stuff about his mum that's pretty damning. And his brother got out of prison early, so that should rile people up.
Fuck, this is so wrong.
It's for the greater good. Yeah, he needs to be discredited, Jess, or we're all losing our jobs. And to be honest, the whole industry will be exposed if we fuck this up. They're all at it. I mean, we're the paving slab covering the entire sport. If the PFA lift that up, everyone will see the rot and the fucking maggots and the worms and the woodlice and, like, spiders and stuff. Ugh,
oh,
God.
So we're protecting all multi-million pound football clubs. Ah, that makes me feel so much better.
Jess, we have to.
Fuck. Oh, oops.
We can't wait any longer.
Right, what do you want me to start with?
Start small. Yeah, he took Amadou out of his fantasy team this week just gone.
Oh, not this again.
Wait, no, look, I'm not being petty. I'm just... This is the first step, yeah? People need to see that he's abusing his position. He tweaked his team with insider knowledge. Put that at his door, not Kieran's or anyone else's. KFC. All right? Start there, then we go for the home life. Napalm.
If you say that one more time...
Pretty damning, because so it would seem is that Francis Clark used his insider knowledge of Willie Amadou's condition and withdrew the player from his team. The Premier League are yet to comment, obviously.
That's unfair to me, right? There's a cash prize for this, and he sits in his Lamborghini Porsche, and he takes Amadou out of his team, and he immediately has won over on all the rest of us. It's a joke.
Kieran, it's Woody.
All right, Woody.
Listen. You're all banned from fantasy football, alright?
What?
KFC dubbed you all in, mate. You lot need to fucking look at yourselves in the mirror.
What did he say?
Do you think that he's a bad influence on the rest of the group, then? Particularly the younger ones? Yeah.
Well, Graham spoke earlier about you need good examples at your football club, from what I see. You know, obviously, I don't know what he's like around the training ground and when they're travelling. Body language and pride, I don't see it. And my eyes don't lie to me.
You're banned, alright? Delete your fucking teams, or I'll come down there and delete your fucking eye sockets from your face.
What does that even mean? Oh, you know, like, KFC broke lockdown rules,
he's got,
you know,
this so-called injury. He's basically just doesn't want to play anymore. And now he's done this.
What about his brother? He bought his brother this massive house and a fancy car. He's a criminal. He didn't serve his full sentence.
I'm just going to come out and say it, all right? I'm going to say it. Francis Clark is a bad apple, all right? And he's grown from a bad tree. Look at the brother. Look at his brother. Look at his mum, by the way. You know, you want to have a look at his mum?
And I just think it's a bad message, really, to send out to young people. And I thought that was a very valid comment.
Well, the very fact that we talk about him is the fact he has a public profile.
Yeah, he is.
And he has a public profile.
He is a role model.
Because he's a highly paid footballer.
And what bothers me is this role model aspect within football, because it's a privileged position.
There was a big furore at the time over a big report that had come out about the number of young players who were earning vast sums of money. This kid, and he's buying a £2.5 million house, right? I actually think that's quite interesting. It's indicative of.
I'm going to bring an issue in the game.
Thanks for listening to The Offensive. The club shop is open and sells everything from home, away and third kits, as well as mugs, caps, beanies and much more. Don't forget, you can gain access to exclusive domestic cup episodes, behind-the-scenes content and additional material from The Offensive podcast by subscribing to the Ashwood City Patreon.
This was a Stakhanov production and part of the Acast Creative Network.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.